This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Nancy Pelosi at a time. So welcome to the show. A lot of things to talk about if we talk about Nancy Pelosi. Boy. Boy, howdy. Are we seeing the end of Nancy Pelosi? Big question. Officer stabbed. Allah Akbar. Anybody? Usually don't say those terms, especially in light of a stabbing. Another terrorist attack here in the United States of America. Right. That's okay from the religion of peace, as they call it. And what is going on with that USS Fitzgerald? Did something happening that was, as you would say, untoward? Or is this just all, you know, tinfoil hat thinking out there? And the military is not telling us. And, you know, I think for good reason the military is not telling us. You know what? They are quiet as little church mice about the USS Fitzgerald incident. So welcome to the show. As you can tell, we just have a few things to talk about. Just a few. Once again, and by the way, we're crawling our way to the weekend. Weekend programming, 51st state, new state. Yeah, the whole new state of California, I guess you'd say we're going to lop off about 60% of California and form a new state up here in the north. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, but everybody has said California is so ungovernable because it's so big. And there's always the people that are at the top of the heap in California. And it comes down to people like Nancy Pelosi, the San Francisco squad, Rice Aroni, anyone? I'm not trying to offend Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat, but the bottom line is, in San Francisco, they are the ruling class of California and Hollywood. And you have a few elites in the Sacramento area. So it's really a fishbowl of Democrats and radicals and Berkeley and all that stuff in the leadership spectrum, if you will, of California. And Nancy Pelosi is one of them. But the big question nationally for Nancy Pelosi, naturally, is that what has happened to the Democratic Party? And that's it. That's what we have to open up the show with today is what is happening to the Democratic Party now that Donald Trump is on top, which, you know, we all knew it would start coming to this. And there's going to be worse for the Dems. They're unraveling. As we've said, the onion has, well, rotted from the core. You know how onions, I mean, I love onions. I love onions. You know, biologist, you know. A lot of people don't understand that. Genetics is my thing. It always has been. Always has been. Got me my very first teaching job. I was told I was hired after a three-hour interview. Believe that? And, you know, being naive, stepping in, it was like my third or fourth ever interview for a teaching job, and it went 3 hours. I mean, so I'm thinking, wow, man, it's tough to get a teaching job if it goes 3 hours. Not even having a clue. And it wasn't until a couple years later when the principal laughed at me, and he said, you know, great job. I wanted to tell you, great job in that interview. I said, what do you mean? I said, to me, it was a long time ago, 2 years ago. And here's a guy who's, you know, vested in 40 years in the system. He says, you know, back in the day, and this is really, I'm throwing this out there, back in the day, because this is in the early 1970s. He said, we didn't understand genetics. And when we got you on that topic, you wouldn't stop. And we were just enthralled because... And again, this is a guy who's in his 60s at the time. I'm in my 20s. Here I am, this young snot-nosed kid, explaining to him in this panel. There was a panel of seven people all about genetics, one of them being a genetics teacher and one of them being a physics teacher, which is kind of interesting. And the physics teacher is related to somebody very, very big. And I'm not going to say the family, but you'd be surprised who this physics... I didn't know it either. But so I was explaining it to him. All about genetics. And that's what got me my first job. Didn't realize it. So thank you, genetics. Thank you, genetics. Just an understanding of genetics back in the 70s when nobody else had the understanding. And I didn't get it. But boy, I tell you, my Dr. Barish was her name. My genetics teacher at Cal State Fullerton. Boy, I'll tell you, what a hammer. What a hammer she was. About, chromosomes. Telomeres. It cracks me up. I see these commercials for telomeres. And they're doing a pretty good job in the commercial of explaining telomeres, which I like. You know, there's a lot more to it. But that's the fascination about genetics and biology and all this other stuff. By the way, pseudoscientists, don't even turn on the radio unless you want to be taken out of your ignorant stupor by listening to Agenda 21 Radio, because we will enlighten you about what telomeres and adenosine and thymine, all these things just that kind of make up the blueprint for life. Well, anyway, the blueprint for life with Nancy Pelosi seems to be short. I mean, maybe this is now the time. I mean, for her, I'm not saying. I got to tell you, I have seen Nancy Pelosi in person speak one time. And I will sing her props all day long at that speech, about that speech. She got up. She was sitting. I was invited to go to a Democratic convention in California, California State Democrat, and she was the speaker. And by the way, this is the situation that happened the other day with the shooting of Scalise. By the way, he's in better condition now. His condition has improved. But this goes back to my point. And those of you that are longtime listeners have heard me give you this presentation before, but I'm going to give it again because it's even more poignant now. Because when I went and watched Nancy Pelosi 6 years ago, maybe, I was absolutely stunned because I was sitting at a table not far from her. I mean, really, it was the next table over. And all I could see was her sort of side profile. She was wearing that lime green outfit, Everybody's seen her in that lime green outfit. It's like a staple for her. And she was very lucid. None of that wild-eyed, saucer-eyed look, you know. None of that out there at all. And I watched her. And I looked around. And listen, I've been around I know what the Secret Service is all about and all. In fact, she was still Speaker of the House. That's when it was. So that takes you back. Nobody protecting her. No bodyguard. And listen, everybody said, oh, Paul, you just don't know. There were people. No, there weren't. I've been around Secret Service in the Nixon Library with the presidents there and everything. And back in the day when I used to work at a restaurant that Nixon used to always go to. So, listen, I get all this stuff. I understand how the Secret Service works. I've had a friend of mine that was... I get it all. And I've talked to Secret Service people for other sundry reasons. Research, we call it. How about investigating articles? Anyway, but I was absolutely stunned and flabbergasted. There was nobody protecting her. Now, by the way, if you've ever been to a Democratic state convention in California... Oh, my God. It's a circus. It's a circus. I mean, it really, truly is. But anyway, having said that, I was stunned at the lack of security around her. She's third. She's Speaker of the House. She was third in line. And I said to myself then, and I got on the radio, and I was saying it the very next day, where was the security around Nancy Pelosi? Now, everybody's saying, well, Paul, well, listen, I got to tell you, that woman got up there and gave a fantastic speech. I didn't like it. I couldn't stand it because it was all about Democrats and how all Republicans are wacko crazy. I'm sitting there thinking, wacko crazy. But she made her point. She was lucid. She was as transparent as she possibly could be amongst Democrats, which, okay, that's fine. But where was the security around her? Third in line for the presidency. Now, listen, I don't like Paul Ryan. Where is his security? Guess what? He's got it now. Anyway, we come back more about the fall of Nancy Pelosi. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
87. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, New Manna Foods, numanna.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. Paul at 821r.com is, of course, my email address. Swamped again yesterday with emails. Thank you very much. I tried to get back. Very informative. Top topic on the email list yesterday was the USS Fitzgerald. We will get into that. Yeah, that's and listen, I like the silence from the Navy and the military on this. I like the silence for good reason. You see, nothing, I mean, we really, now with the computer, we can kind of figure out things really, really, really fast. And, you know, there are these global, these things called satellites. I hate it when this happens. Satellites are, they're put on rockets, and they're launched into outer space, and they're put in orbits in varying places. You know, some are way out there in space, some are very close. These satellites do wonderful things. They actually spy on ships at sea, and they can actually track the course of ships on sea. So we're going to talk about the mysterious course of events that took place with the Fitzgerald. But listen, I love the Navy's silence on this. And guys, stay silent. Run silent, run deep, you know, that sort of thing. I'm serious. And listen, we should not be doubting the Navy on this. I'm coming out full bore. All claws are out for the Navy. Absolutely. I don't want to hear anything about it from them. I want the speculation to go on. Let's speculate. Let's support the Navy here. Let's see what the true enemy really is, because this is evil. Evil at sea. I'm writing that one down. Remember Victory at Sea? Well, now we have Evil at Sea. I'm serious. I'm writing that one down. Evil at Sea. That's going to be the title of the article I'm going to write. Evil at Sea. Look for it. Okay. So anyway, Nancy Pelosi facing doubts among Dems after Georgia loss. Okay. I can believe it. And, you know, sort of, this is going, is this the post-mortem? No, not yet. This is pre-mortality. This is Nancy Pelosi article in Politico. This is the best one I could. They're all out there right now. And, of course, Agenda 21, we're going to give you our own little sauciness about what's going on with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi faces doubts among Dems after Georgia loss. This is from Politico Pro. Politico. Not your normal right-wing group of folk, you know. Politico Pro has it. Excuse me, I got to adjust the screen on the computer. A little bad angle going on here. This is I mean, obviously this loss that the Democrats took on Tuesday and yesterday, everybody beating up the Democrats for it and all that good stuff. Absolutely amazing, amazing turn of events for Donald Trump. As they say, I don't think it was amazing. This is you know, the loss in which John Ossoff and Karen Handel went to battle. And the Hollywood elites, remember, were pouring in tons of money into this race on behalf of this John Ossoff, who did not even live in the district. I mean, this, so I'm going to shape this for you so you can see where the Dems are going. This is a very squishy race, to say the least. John Ossoff doesn't live in the district. He's being moneyed from outside Hollywood. And, you know, I was harping like crazy, saying outside money is just rotten. This outside money pouring into a district in Georgia from Hollywood, right? Constitution is pretty clear, according to the Supreme Court. That's freedom of speech, believe it or not. Paying for political contestants, right? There you go. But that's right. I don't like it. You don't like it. We just have to suck it up. But that's the way it is. I get that. I can be lawful. Now, Karen Handel, otherwise, she lives in the district. She's a homegrown. She's a homie. She's from the hometown. Anyway, so this is who they are banking on. This guy has no real political acumen. He's just, you know, he's a game show host, basically. That's what he is. Georgia's 6th district. Okay, now, get into that. So that's who they put their money in. That's why I say it, this is squishy. But this is how the Dems do things, because they're desperate right now. They are so desperate. And you've heard this so many times. Chris Streets come out and said it. Scott Bennett. Patrick Wood. I mean, almost everybody that we have on this show says the Dems are desperate. You can see it. Well, okay. So squishy is here. Do we call Nancy Pelosi squishy amongst other names? No, I don't want to do that. I'll tell you, I had a whole different perspective of Nancy the other, you know, couple years when she was the speaker, because, you know, it was a different girl up there than what you see. So anyway, I guess maybe that's what causes the Democrats to have such an attraction. No, it's not that. It's the money and her connections in San Francisco, because she's been the money honey. Get it? California. Everybody comes to California and steals from California. That's basically what it is. You know, we know what goes on. If you want money and you're from upstate Vermont, come to California and do a few fundraisers. Oh, yeah, you get millions. The Hollywood elite, they'll set you right up. Nancy, they'll set you right up. See, she's been the money honey. So, you know what attracts honey? So, you see what I'm saying? Money, money, and honey. I wonder why money and honey are spelled almost the same. So this article, Pelosi faces growing doubts amongst Dems and after Georgia loss. There's a lot of grumbling by rank and file members, but no leadership change is imminent. Okay, now that's good news for us conservatives, if you think about it. Says House Majority Leader, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats have put a brave face on Wednesday mornings after a disappointing loss in the Georgia special election, yet there is no disguising the unhappiness in the party ranks. There is no challenge to Pelosi's leadership, and none is going to happen at this point, said numerous Democrats. See, money, honey. But it's clear frustration is growing with the longtime Democratic leader following the extensive losses Democrats have suffered over the past decade. And the fact that Republicans spent millions of dollars on TV ads tying Democratic hopeful John Ossoff to Pelosi. That was the key. And this is why I say, money, honey. It's kind of like, okay, this gets back to her behavior. Comes back to the statements I was making at the conference or at the convention. There's obviously two sides of Nancy Pelosi. There's the side we all see that with the saucer-eyed, you know, with the eyes pulled back. Now obviously, somebody's been turning the screw in the back of her head to tighten up that skin. I watch too many of those botched TV shows, if you know what I mean. See the botched. I mean, so botched. This shows that's on there about these two surgeons who do plastic surgery in Hollywood. I think it's called Botched or something like that. That tells you the name. Plastic surgery that is botched. Well, they unbotch it. It's like bocce ball. I'm not even going to go there. Nancy Pelosi, no. Well, you know, some people say about her facelifts and things. Okay, so there's that side, and then there's the other side. So obviously something's going on there where she's been able to hold power, and there's a side that the Republicans can't stand, and then there's a side that the Democrats think it's kind of clownish and fun, and they also know she's tied to money and to their best interest, if you will, and come to California. Right. The San Francisco elite run Nancy Pelosi, and they run the Democratic Party. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's why California is so important to them right now. Jerry Brown, anybody? California, there they go. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, more of the fall of Nancy Pelosi, maybe? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
D7.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. That will get you there. Paul at a21r.com. Numana, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. And it's about time you get your prepper needs in order. Get them now. Things will be changing, or very possibly could be. That's kind of the drift of all this. Quite frankly. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of people saying she's on the ropes, and I think for good reason, actually. The caricature of Nancy Pelosi was something that when they started bonding up in this race, the Republicans successfully, the caricature of Nancy Pelosi, which has never really happened, I mean, in a meaningful way, it was significant, I think, to the Georgia citizens who said, enough of this Pelosi business. We don't want this Ossoff guy in there. So that's what I really believe that was it. And I opened up the whole thing about saying there's another side of Nancy Pelosi that's not that caricature that I saw. And I was quite impressed. I mean, I'm not a Democrat. Everything she said that came out of her mouth, I disagreed with. But she comported herself very well. She was outstanding, actually. If I was a Democrat, I'd say, wow, you know. And I was a conservative going, just the wow factor was not there for me other than the fact I was impressed with who she was. I mean, the garbage that came out of her mouth. I mean, that's another thing. But, you know, okay. So now everybody's starting to jump on Nancy routine. And we're starting to hear more and more of it.
Then a crushing defeat for Democrats. Georgia Republican Karen Handel winning the most expensive House race in history by a bigger margin than expected. And the GOP chalking up another victory in South Carolina, raising questions about House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's future. Kyle Condick is a political analyst at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. So what is her future, Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I think her future is probably fine for now, but, you know, the record for Democrats in the House since they lost 63 seats in 2010 has really been quite poor. Since that time, they've only netted one additional seat and have been stuck fairly deeply in the minority. And, you know, when the Democratic House caucus met at the start of the year, they actually had a vote to see who the leader would be, and a Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio actually didn't win the leadership, obviously, but got about a third of the vote. And I think there is some grumbling about Pelosi, if only because the electoral record is poor, and also because Republicans continue to be able to attack her with a lot of success, I think, in Republican-leaning districts like Georgia 6 decided last night.
I mean, the record under Nancy Pelosi is this. Since 2010, 63 seats have been lost for Democrats, and since then, that's a net one seat gain. Democrats have got to look at this and say, what is our future, and what do they need to change, particularly before 2018?
Well, part of it is that there's a president of one party, the other party tends to gain in the House and Senate and governor's races. And so the Democrats are kind of working at a handicap in the Obama years. But now we've got a Republican president, Donald Trump. His numbers aren't particularly very good. Democrats, should have a decent chance to gain a lot of seats next year. If they don't, they're going to have to do a lot of soul searching. And some Democrats may already be worried that maybe they're not prepared or they're not positioned to perform as well as maybe they should next year.
Well, let's take a look at some of those recent numbers. According to the latest Gallup poll, the president's approval rating stands at 37%, disapproval 57%. Kyle, obviously this isn't there's no indication here that Republicans can just sit tight and think everything's going to be okay. Do they need to make some changes as well?
Well, I certainly think that if the president's approval rating is in the high 30s or low 40s next year, the Democrats are going to pick up some seats in the House, probably in governorships too, maybe not in the Senate because just the Senate map is really bad for Democrats next year. But, historically speaking, Trump's numbers look a lot like George W. Bush in 2006, where Republicans lost the House and the Senate, and in other midterm elections where the president's party has fared poorly. So I think Republicans have a lot to be happy about with the results from last night. But I don't think that they should just think that, we're going to be totally fine in the midterms next year, because history suggests an unpopular president will drag his party down.
All right.
Yeah, I don't buy into the unpopular thing entirely yet, because I think that as the sea legs under the president start to continue to rise, and I see this as the rise of Donald Trump now more than ever. That's just my opinion. And this is, especially if they continue to hammer at Nancy Pelosi, they're going to continue to lose. As long as they have Nancy Pelosi in the leadership position, they're going to continue to lose, period, end of subject. Because the caricature of her is just going to get worse. It absolutely is. And the what's happened in terms of the country is now going to be put behind us, and we're going to start to see this rise that's just going to start taking off. And, you know, we're seeing it right now in housing. So it comes down to what Chris Street has always said about the economy, stupid, that when the economy starts to turn around and you got somebody now, you get the tax breaks in there, Trump, 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 Trump. That's the key thing. You know, why do you think the Republicans who lean Democratic don't want this brought forward? See, this election that happened because, you know, there are other special elections that all went Republican. This is something the people want. You're starting to see that wave coming forward a little bit early than what you saw from Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. Reagan was out at least one more year from the tax situation. See, that's why Trump knows the tax breaks have to come now. not just to save his presidency. I don't think that's the key. The key is the economy, because we have a hard push forward. We have a lot of things that we have to overcome with the economy, one of them being education. Boy, we have to clean out the filth that's within our universities, especially University of California's campuses. Social justice programs, code word for how to teach kids racism, how to be racist. It's always been that way. There's, you know, this has been going on, by the way, but they've been injecting this into the educational system for a long time, racism at the university level. I mean, really. I mean, when I used to interview some teachers that were fresh out of college and stuff like that 10 years ago, some of the stuff racially, that, I mean, we would not hire them. And you look into some of their past, and a lot of them were racial, you know, these social justice racial programs. I mean, they didn't call them racial, but social justice programs from various universities. We wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole because, you know, and we would have interview panels with people of all colors, and they'd all say the same thing. Where's this coming from? You just got the feeling. And so, you know, that was out. They were out. And, you know, I know that those individuals are now in the system teaching at the high school and elementary level. What are they teaching our kids about racism? It's not Martin Luther King, baby. No, it's not. No, it's not. So we have a long ways to go as a country yet, and we have to get our sea legs underneath us from a different economic standpoint. We are set to explode as a country economically, explode upon the world scene, and no one wants to see that. China doesn't want to see it. Heck no. Islamic countries don't want to see it. No, because why? We are the King Kong of oil, United States of America. And they don't want that. Mexico, oh no. No, they don't want to see America strong again. And it's going to come down to turning the screws on the education system and start training our children early for jobs and job skills and how to create things, make things with their hands. Make things with their hands. What a concept. Shop classes, art classes, home economics classes. Nothing wrong with learning how to sew something. I learned how to sew from my mother. And even, are you ready for this? My stepfather, who was a tailor. There you go. Talk about dry cleaning and pressing clothes. I know how to do that too. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com. Paul@A21R.com is my email address. And appreciate the emails. And we're going to be getting into a couple of things in the next hour about the Fitzgerald. Yeah, kind of an interesting mystery at sea. I call it evil at sea. That, I just made that up this hour. Those creative juices are flowing once again. All right, Dems in trouble, and this is a, you know, see, they're probably thinking that, I wish that Agenda 21 radio guy would shut up about how bad it is for the Democrats. No. Would I do that? Absolutely not. I wouldn't do that.
I would. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts tweeted, "Ossoff race better be a wake-up call for Democrats. Business as usual isn't working. Time to stop rehashing 2016 and talk about the future." Another congressman, Tim Ryan of Ohio, told the New York Times bluntly, "Our brand is worse than Trump." U.S. Congressman Tim Ryan joins right now. You speak up. Explain, because I heard from a lot of progressives, friends of mine. They were all hooting and hollering, "We're going to win this thing in Georgia." Hey, look, I think, and I say this as no friend of the president's. He's been underestimated. The people who vote for him don't admit it. They just go into that booth and vote for him. I'm going to talk about the other show over and over again. They make that point. I'm not telling you how I'm voting, but I'm voting for Trump. And everybody's always surprised by it.
Yeah, and then in the four races, they get the Trump proxy. I mean, these were clearly races, Donald Trump against the Democrats, and we're 0-4. And we need to figure out the strategy. And I think the national brand, Ossoff was a good candidate. Archie Parnell in South Carolina, great candidate.
He was close.
I spent a day with him on Saturday. He's great.
He ran a good race, better than this guy, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And so two candidates, but you're carrying the baggage of a toxic national brand. And people in
D.C.
start getting
it. The Democratic Party hasn't changed much in my life, although I think Hillary Clinton probably went too far on abortion rights. I think we should talk about late term. She talked about funding. It just crossed that sort of peace line that's been there. Okay,
the Democrats
freedom
are
to make
toxic.
A decision on abortion. That's your decision if you're a woman. But late term, a little requirements there of checking things out a bit about life and real being in danger, and the kid being in danger. Anyway, some Democrats are openly questioning Nancy Pelosi's leadership, and one of our colleagues, Fleming Vella of Texas, told Politico, "I think you'd have to be an idiot to think we could lose the House with Pelosi at the top. Nancy Pelosi's not the only reason the Ossoff lost, but she certainly is one of the reasons." Well, that's tough.
Well, you want to put yourself in the best position to win. And I think it starts with message, economic message, jobs, wages, pensions, like that bread and butter stuff that average people were thinking about.
And Nancy done that takes you away from the Democratic base of issues, which are jobs and wages and basic stuff like health care? Where is she taking you away from those issues?
Well, I'm not saying that this is fair. I'm just saying the perception in the world now is that Democrats are liberals, elitists from the coast, don't care. working class people.
And what does San Francisco say to the person you're trying to get? Is it the gay culture? Is it out there? What is it? When they say San Francisco, is it still hippies? I used to work for the paper out there. It was like a regular newspaper.
Yeah,
I mean, there were all kinds of people, but it wasn't some different cultural lifestyle in the newsroom, I can tell you that.
Certain things become just symbols of certain.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to run from a symbol?
Well, I think this is what I'm saying. Like, we got to rebrand. I mean, if that's what the brand is, right, wrong, indifferent, fair or not fair, you need a new brand. And our brand needs to be, we're the Democrats.
Who would be a good leader for the Democratic Party in the House?
I think we got to
I mean, I know you
would. Loaded question.
It's you. It's,
well, you know.
It's you that wants to take over.
I think somebody young. No, and I think Joe Crowley is a good leader.
He's not going to. He's a Nancy guy.
Well, we got a lot of internal politics. But the reality of it is, I just want to win. I want to be in the majority. I'm one of the, you know, I mean, you look at a lot of the new members, right? They've never been in the majority.
Hey, I got to tell you something. We're going to about to have
there
a race.
Nothing like
I mean,
being
you may
in
have
the
a
majority.
Point, because we're about to see a race between Biden and Bernie. I mean, you're right, but you got a point. But I do like that. See, I think she's a very strong
speaker. I like her, too.
In fact, I think she has been stronger than Tip O'Neill, I worked for. She's really good at disciplining the party and getting the vote, and a lot of people like her. And so I know that. I know about PR and everything. Like, the substance is very good, though.
Isn't
she good?
She helped me get to where I was. Yeah. I mean, I was there for the health care. She's there. There's not a better inside game player than Nancy Pelosi.
Well, she's a nice person, too.
Well, well, well. Running for a symbol, Tim Ryan. Now, Tim Ryan was challenging her, remember? So, I mean, an old Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Did they bring that up? I love it when a plan comes together. They brought it up. They brought it up. It's Rice-A-Roni, San Francisco. It's the culture. And, you know, when you sit here with Russert, it's really, I think, a pretty good, I think it's a pretty good situation that they have described that they're in. They've got to rebrand, and he's right. Ryan is right. He is absolutely right. This is Tim Ryan, not Paul Ryan. There's a Tim Ryan. Could you imagine if this guy became minority speaker or minority leader? You'd have Tim Ryan and Paul Ryan. You'd get Ryan confusion, and we don't need any more Ryan confusion. We have enough Ryan confusion with Paul Ryan. But this guy's a solid speaker. This guy's a solid dude. He gets it. He gets you. I mean, and it's the Rice-A-Roni San Francisco treat that's a problem for the Democrats. That's really what it comes down to. The liberalism that has been spewing, which has now turned into abject hatred being projected in the country to the point of violence, like we saw with the shooting, emanating from San Francisco and, of course, Hollywood, is the point. We in America, for the most part, are sick and tired of that filth. End of subject. That's what it comes down to. We are sick and tired of the garbage, of the squat, of the scat that comes from Hollywood and comes from San Francisco treats, if you know what I mean. From child pedophilia to shooting members of the House. I think it's over for these Democrats. Rebranding? You think? You think they might want to rebrand? Or do you think they should, out of desperation, rebrand? Well, they just continue to brand themselves, and they'll just continue to lose. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Absolutely, we're here for all of your listening needs. Anyway, Dems in trouble. That's great. Fitzgerald in trouble. Navy secrets. Yeah, we're going to be bringing that up next hour. Quite frankly, what I said, I think it's very, very important that the Navy shut up. And they are, by the way. So when we don't hear anything from the Navy about the Fitzgerald, you remain silent. Loose lips sink ships. You know, we have to bring that back because we are at war on the high seas and we don't even know it. Cloaking technology is what this is. High stakes cloaking. It's a whole new world. And what does it have to do with Malaysian Flight 370? Boy, did I just blow somebody's mind clean away. Didn't want me to say that. But, you know, these are things that happen on Agenda 21 Radio, especially when you're such a freedom-craving person like myself, a liberty-loving person. By the way, Liberty Tour 7 is coming. I'm going to be making an announcement about that. Exciting stuff ahead, especially if you're in Northern California in the New State Movement. Very exciting stuff. Liberty is on the rise, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. As I say, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online, that's shootersparadiseonline.us, or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.